재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Real Life Korean, the weekend edition, is for kicking back and thinking about places with our favorite teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, from the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
Places, where are we headed?
Today, let's talk about Jeonju Hanok Village.
All right, that sounds good. Hanok Village, Hanok Mal.
Yes. Traditional Korean houses designed and built during the Joseon Dynasty are called Hanok.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Chinese characters for Han and Ok, they're just Korea, Han, and House, Ok.
Korean-style house. Would you live in a Hanok?
Yes.
Would you like
I'd
to?
I'd love to.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah. In Jeonju Hanok Village, there are over 800 traditional Korean Hanok houses.
Mm.
And the counter for houses is 채. So you can say 전주 한옥 마을에는 800여 채의 한옥이 있어요.
Okay.
And if you'd like to experience life in a Hanok, you can visit 전주 한옥 생활체험관, which is 전주 한옥 Living Experience Center. And 생활 here means life or living, and 체험 means experience. And 관 means center.
체험 means experience. But there's various words for that are literally translated as experience. 경험 is also
That's
experience.
That's right, 경험.
체험, it sounds as though it's like the individual experience. 경험 is the concept of experience, like how much experience do you have in this job, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And also the 체 in 체험 means the body. So you kind of like experiencing something with your body.
Ah. But can they be swapped back and forth? Can you have a single 경험 of seeing a hanok?
Yes.
Or is that a chaehom?
Yeah, in this case, yeah, you can
swap. All right,
swap.
We don't need to get too far in the weeds on that. I was just curious.
So this place is a reproduction of the houses used by the Yangbans, ruling class, during mm-hmm. the Joseon Dynasty. So there are An-che, Sarang-che, Haengnang-che, An-madang, and Sarang-madang. And as I said earlier, 채 is a counter for houses. So as you can guess, An-che, Sarang-che, and Haengnang-che refer to the houses.
Uh-huh.
And since madang means yard, an madang and sarang madang are the names for the two yards. And the an from an che means inside. So an che is the building inside, which is located farthest from the main entrance, where women usually stay.
Hmm.
And sarang che is where men stay. And whenever there's a guest, they welcome guests here. And 행랑채 is where the servants stay and is located right next to the main entrance.
And then there's the shared sort of inner courtyard of the hanok, which is always one of the best elements, I think, of traditional houses.
Yes.
Well, I suppose if you're fresh off the plane in Korea, that's one of the first things you have to go to, right?
Oh, yes.
Is to one of the hanok villages. There are a couple here in right around Seoul,
mm-hmm.
and there's some really famous ones, like you said, Jeonju Hanok Village tends to be, it's almost so famous that it's becoming a little bit overrun by
That's
tourists,
right, yeah.
but it's still charming. I don't want to diss Jeonju Village, but just be ready for lots of fellow tourists and walkabouters if you head down there. You've been down there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only once, though.
Well, and right next to it, there's the Intangible Heritage Museum,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful as well. It'll show you all the handicrafts that...
Oh, yes.
Very painstaking handicraft of weaving fabric out of tree bark. There are fabrics in traditional Korean handiwork that are done literally, it's not tree bark, it's like the reeds that grow. It's a vegetation that grows. And they literally strip it down to fiber by fiber
uh-huh.
and soften it and then make it almost as a wool feeling type of fabric. It's
uh-huh.
amazing, but excruciatingly time consuming.
Yeah, that's called 공예 in Korean. So yeah, there are a lot of places you can experience 공예. So 공예 체험관. You can look for 공예 체험.
Yeah, go in a mellow mood and with plenty of time to spend and just kind of displace yourself into a different century. That's a cool thing to do. I guess I will see you Monday.
I'll see you Monday.